T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Magic 106.7. I know it's weeks, months really, after the end of the baseball season, but, you know, any chance we have to talk about the World Series Boston Red Sox, we will take it. Gordon Eads is the all-around good guy, longtime journalist here in Greater Boston, and the Red Sox historian who joins us. Hey, Gordon.
It's great to be here. You know, anytime in December,
right,
you can find people who are fired up about talking baseball. I am not complaining. And the cool thing is, I mean, we're less than 2 months from pitchers and catchers reporting.
Right.
Here, so,
really?
Yeah, can you imagine that? I mean, the off-season this year is shortened because we had a long
postseason. Right.
We'll take that trade-off anytime.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Last week we had this thing we called the Gift of Socks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And people could tweet in their requests for gifts, whether it was tickets or a jersey. What was an absolute hoot is we put the World Series trophy on the green line.
I saw
Did you
that
see
on
that?
The team. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
And fortunately, I mean, a lot of people were doing double takes, of course, and then went and had their pictures taken with the trophy. But, you know, fortunately, nobody said, hey, I want that seat. You know, get that piece of metal off my seat.
I'm shocked you didn't have any of that.
In addition to that, and to your point, David, how kind of tough to top as a stocking stuffer, Red Sox tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, our single game tickets went on sale Saturday. People can obviously still get them. Call 1-877-RED-SOX-9 or go to the website, redsox.com. And we still have a couple of Gift of Sox events going on, including one this afternoon. And when I saw, Kendra's ready to roll, I took a look
today
at her.
I'm very comfortable today.
She's comfortable. In
my pajama pants.
Skate with Wally and Tessie at the Frog Pond today. You can go to the website and get info on that. All 4 World Series trophies are going to be there as well.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's not too shabby, especially the day after a very tough Patriots loss. You know, we'll give people something to smile about.
Yeah.
And you know, that as improbable as it may seem, our tours go on year round
at the park
at Fenway Park.
No kidding.
And we get people from all over the world come, even in the dead of winter. It's amazing to me. I'll see our tour guides out there talking to groups. But, you know, for a lot of people, particularly from other countries, you know, London has the Big Ben. You know, Paris has the Eiffel Tower. We have the Green Monster, and people want to see
it.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, you do see over and over again just the genuine excitement that people have when we bring the trophies, whether it's to a community center, a school, or a fire department, police. You know, people, you know, they get jacked up about being able to take their picture with it. And I covered this club for 18 years for the Globe and ESPN, so I was on the other side. This championship, I actually got to take part in the duck boat parade.
That's pretty cool.
And to be on that float and see how insanely happy people were, you know, it was ridiculously, absurdly fun to be on the duck boat, I gotta tell you.
Sure.
And our players proudly holding up the trophy.
Hey, talk about the baseball winter weekend, which is coming up in January at Foxwoods.
You know, for me, the harbinger of spring was always truck day.
Yeah.
You know, when
the
equipment truck headed down for the start of spring training. But I think this winter weekend, this is going to be the fifth time we have winter weekend down at Foxwoods. It's fast becoming my first, you know, sign of, hey, spring training is just around the corner. And you know, David, you're right. I mean, there aren't that many opportunities for fans to interact and get up close and personal to players. And, well, we basically have our entire roster will be down at Foxwoods.
Oh, wow.
Our ownership will be there. Dave Dombrowski will be there. A lot of our legends are there. You know, Pedro's been there in the past. I'm not sure if he's on board this year yet. We haven't announced who's going to be there, but Big Poppy's been there. Tim Wakefield, Jim Rice.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, we've got panel discussions and autograph sessions and photo opportunities, and you can go in and hit in batting cages and all of that, and get some hands-on instruction, and even something for folks like us who, you know, like to be in front of a mic, you know, you can go and simulate broadcasting an inning of a Nescent game. Yeah, they've got a simulated broadcast booth down there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's become so popular, the event is sold out, but you can still get a day pass to go down to Foxwoods. So it's worth checking out. Again, go to redsox.com/winter weekend.
Gordon Eads, a Red Sox historian, longtime broadcaster in and around Boston. Great to see you. Thanks for sharing some Red Sox love with us.
Happy holidays, guys. Thank you so much for having me here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.